Are we all here?
One, two, nope, we're not all here.
Happy New fucking Year. New Year.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast. Happy New Year to all of our listeners.
I feel like it's going to be your year.
It's going to be my year.
Yeah, you've been like, 2018, I'm letting everything go.
Seriously, I'm just going to let it go, let it go.
Okay, that's enough.
No, right? So, seriously, welcome back to the show. There's so much happened tonight. This is the drunken episode, and I have to tell you, we're sort of kind of fucking tipsy right now, and it's amazing. Uh-huh. I'm enjoying it because Nick made us some mimosas. We've had vodka shots.
Yeah.
All the kind of shots.
Yeah, sort of.
Anyway, it's all over the place. But my name is Tom, and I am your host, and I'm here, of course, as always, with my faithful co-host, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all. Nick or Trish.
And, oh, wait, that bitch is not here. She's gone. She's gone. She couldn't make it. Yeah, no, she's gone.
She's gone.
Anyway, welcome back to the show, and this is
The Dish.
So we've got so much to talk about, but hold on. Let me get my mimosa.
Mimosa?
Uh-huh. Here it is. Oh, wait. No, it's just Prosecco.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. But what's really exciting, Chris did not make it to the studio tonight, but...
She's got her pussy plowed.
No, she ain't. No, that's not happening. But we do have some really beautiful people on the line.
We do. Should I unmute them right now?
Yeah, you should. It's time.
Yeah, we do have some beautiful people. Hello, everyone, all the way from Florida.
No, Nashville?
Nashville? Wait, you're in Nashville. Oh,
we need more volume.
We need more volume. Yes. Work on that. Hello.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So you're in Nashville, and who we have on the line is none other than Amanda, also a Busset.
That's my sister. Hello.
Why am I speaking to that microphone really loud, baby?
Hello.
There you go, baby.
So, okay. So, Amanda Busset actually was on the show with us.
Twice, right?
Twice. But the first time she came, she was visiting from Hawaii, and she came in, and I remember we did Mai Tais. We were fucked up for that episode.
Big surprise.
Destroyed.
That was a mess.
But you know what? We had a great time, and you no longer are in Hawaii.
Nope. Now I'm in Nashville.
And so, how is Nashville treating you?
Amazing. All the cowboys.
Well, first of all,
all the cowboys. Nothing else.
Just
all
the cowboys.
Yeah.
How many of them have you had?
No, zero. I'm actually focusing on my girlfriends and Frankie Fresh.
All right. Amanda, tell us, who are you with and what do they mean to you? And why was this new year so special to spend it with them?
So I'm with all my best friends. Well, not all my best friends, but three of my best friends from Hawaii. Maddie Mad Dog.
Hello.
Hello, Maddie.
Hello. Erica. Hey, babies. I love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, baby.
She ruled the dance floor tonight.
I can tell.
Frankie Fresh.
Let's talk about Frankie Fresh. All right, so... I'm looking at a video right now.
I love the ladies. I love the ladies, but let's talk about Frankie Fresh.
All right, let's talk about... Can you pan the camera over to your right, please? All right, so... Thank you, baby. Oh, wait, that's left. So Frankie Fresh, fucking hot. He's a hottie. Hello, darling. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
You need to be in the studio right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I've never been up to Connecticut. I'll come visit you guys.
Well,
hey.
I mean, like, you're going to marry my sister, so when you do that,
okay.
So you do
realize he said he's going to come visit my ass, right?
Yeah, but she keeps saying no, so what do I do?
Well, she said, what did you say? How many years?
Six years.
Frankie, like, what's the deal? What's going on there?
You need 6 years to come up with a ring?
Yeah. She wants 3 carats, so...
At least.
She's better than Nick. Nick has been asking for 2.
No, I say 2 carats or more. 2 carats. That's the bare minimum.
It's my second marriage. I'm not settling for anything less than three.
All right. You know what? I'm proud of you're a busted after all. I sit with one every week after week. I know the deal. I seriously know the deal. It's either it's all or nothing. So Frank, you fresh?
Because I want it all.
You have no idea what you're getting into.
No, he does. Hello. Look,
that smile says it all.
Because there have been nights, I'm pretty sure there have been nights where I'm like, Frankie, where's my sister? Calling him. So I think he knows.
Yeah. You have no idea. So Amanda, so how are you liking Nashville?
Oh, it's amazing. We're having a blast.
That's good. So what did you do tonight? Tell us, what did you do on this amazing like New Year's? We rang in 2018. What are you doing tonight?
We went to, what was that place called?
Titans game.
Well, we went to the Titans game, the football game, and it was 19 degrees out, ended at 12 degrees. I almost died.
I don't even feel sorry for you because it's 7 degrees here right now. So fuck you.
Listen, we're from Hawaii. We can't handle.
Oh. No, I know. They can, no, she,
that's true. That's
she
true.
Wears sweatshirts in Florida. Like, let's talk about it. So
yeah. I had 7 layers on.
So can I ask you? Okay, so I'm Puerto Rican. And
no, are you really?
And so we have like a little green little frog that is called El Coqui, right? And it's native to our island. And supposedly it landed in Hawaii and it's been literally like multiplying and going crazy in Hawaii. What happened? We lost.
She's probably texting right now.
That no, bitch. I'm going to cut her. So have you guys heard this little green frog? And this is what it does. It goes. Do you hear that in Hawaii? No. Well, supposedly there's an issue with these frogs because they crossed over and it's an invasive species to your island of Hawaii. And they're trying to eradicate them now. And we were like, no, just collect them and bring them back to our island. We'll keep them.
You've heard of them.
Yes.
Say something. Yeah. Maddie's heard of them.
And
Maddie, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I just heard somebody talking about how they're trying to get rid of the frogs.
Do you know why?
Yeah. Because they don't like the noise and we love it. It's like we know when we arrive in Puerto Rico because that's what you hear all night long. It's like
that's super random.
It's so beautiful. That's our calling. And so what ended up happening is
that's
apparently
our calling. So if you need to get a Puerto Rican in bed, what do?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
Nailed it. Hello.
Seriously, but that's our calling. That's what we hear when we come home, and so apparently the natives in Hawaii really don't like them, so they're trying to eradicate them. And I'm like, why?
Just how do you eradicate a frog?
Because they're a very unique species. What they're trying to do is to isolate a specific enzyme that will literally kill them.
That's super fucked up.
Just collect them and give them back to us. We'll take them. I love them. I will fucking breed them in my house if I have to.
Okay, this is getting awkward.
Yeah,
so let's move on.
Okay, so then after the game, we went to a party. It was a 90s cover band.
Girl, speak into your speaker.
We went to a 90s cover band concert. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I see theater hands.
They had probably, what, like 15 different singers? It was amazing. And they just played for 3 hours. It was awesome. And we were there till about 2:30. And then we went to a friend's house, and now we're home.
That's crazy. You know, Amanda, I know that you're huge on Instagram and Snapchat, but you are starting some big shit in your life, and I want you to plug it. I want you to tell me about it a little bit.
Let's talk about it.
And then plug you on social media, please and thank you, because you can't go Facebook Live. Hello.
Thank you. I'm going Facebook Live tomorrow. Hello.
You say that every day.
No, I know, but I have to.
So tell me, what are you doing? Who have you partnered with? And what is the point of everything that you're doing now?
This is really not the best time to talk about this, but it's a luxury hair care company.
What is it?
I had Erica and Maddie both wash their hair tonight.
It was like an orgasm for my hair. Like, it was amazing. My hair is so silky and shiny. It's like a newborn baby on my head. It was amazing.
So, it's an experience. It's an experience.
It's an experience.
Wait, so what's the product, though?
So it's a shampoo line, basically. There's all different types of products. It depends on your hair and what you're trying to do. Like for me, I was coming from pretty damaged hair because I colored my hair so much and I overprocessed it because I went platinum pretty quickly.
Hello.
Hello.
Looks good.
So I had to do an intensive repair, but you know, for Erica, that's me. Yeah, I gave her the Renew, which really just put some shine into it and made it so smooth.
Because my hair was super dry. Yeah.
Put some protein in it.
We also have a men's line. We have a kids line. It's all vegan, all natural products.
So
there's no bullshit in there. What? Like, there's no harsh chemicals. There's no, you know, and it's made from. I was scared. Most products come from, most shampoos and hair products that you use are 70% water. These are 30% water, so they're very concentrated. So it lasts a lot longer. So you're paying for quality, and it lasts about 120 days.
So what's the product again?
It's called Monet.
Okay, and why are you partnering with them for you?
For me personally, it's a business opportunity.
Right, but why? Why is it important for you?
Well, it goes with my brand that I'm trying to build. So I'm super into fitness. Like everything I put into my body, I like look at the labels. I'm really anal about what I eat, and this is this just amazing hair care product that it's all vegan, all natural, and you know everything that you put on your body in your body it affects you, and people don't realize that. So.
Right.
That is the truth. But
hold on 1 second. I want to get deeper here because there's something she's not saying. Because what is your brand? What are you trying to build right now? You're trying to build.
For women. I'm trying to get women to embrace themselves, embrace their beauty, embrace their strength, like be more confident.
And I think it's so beautiful what you're doing. And I've said it to you over and over again, but like people go through a lot of things in their lives. We all have.
Lord
my sister
knows.
Has, I have, but what she has taken is she has taken something that she experienced in her life and she is trying to better other people's lives.
And she took orgasm for hair and made it a thing. That's amazing.
Yep, exactly. And she's
I want an orgasm for hair too. If I had any.
You don't have any.
I cut it all off.
I may be drunk and it may be New Year's Eve, but this bitch is going to do big things. And
that's amazing.
I love her.
She is going to do
Thank
big
you.
Things.
That's what 2018 is all about, hopefully.
Amanda 2018.
Amanda is amazing, and she's one of my best friends in the whole world. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have been able to do so many things that I've done in my life as it is. And Nick, you're so blessed to have an amazing sister, and I love everyone.
So people know because, okay, like I said before, we had Amanda on the show before, and Amanda has a twin, and his name is Chris, and we love Chris. Chris is awesome. But I always say, and I say this to Nick all the time, I swear to God, you and Amanda needed to be twins because you're like so brothers and sisters. I swear to God, you are. Not knocking Chris. I love Chris. Don't get me wrong.
We know you love Chris.
Tonight, because I kept sending him bitmojis. I was like,
oh. It's a busted affair here on Gay Talk 2.0.
Yeah, well,
it's how we roll.
I mean, we're. Sorry, what?
Chris goes, if I die tonight and the last thing you sent me was a bitmoji, I hate you. And I sent him a bitmoji.
Proud of you.
And you probably sent him a bitmoji that said, you're not going to die tonight, bitch. I'll see you next week.
No, I think it was like a car and a dog or something.
Oh, yes.
Ridiculous.
It's
He's
always
stupid.
Fabulous. All right. So listen. So we're going to continue on with our show. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you so much for calling us and wishing us a happy new year and being a part of our drunken episode and your friends and Frankie Fresh and everyone in the background. Look at him. Jesus Christ.
I know.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I can't with Frankie. Frankie, put it away, your face, please.
Just put it away. Just goodbye.
Just really pretty fucking toasted. Love you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy
so
New Year.
So are we. So thank you.
Love you.
Love you too.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we love you. And wait, that is a timer?
Wait, before we hang up, Amanda, can you plug one more time social media and what you're doing? Give me what it's called in
Follow
your social
me
media.
On social media, Amanda Bussett.
That was Literally. Simple.
No, that's not your Instagram. Sorry.
Yeah, it is. I changed it.
Oh, so it's at Amanda Bussett?
Yeah, just Amanda Bussett.
Okay, oh. And okay, what's the product again?
Monet.
Can you spell it for our listeners just in case? You know, you just never know.
Monat.
Oh, so it's not like champagne, Monet? Hello?
No, it's really Monet.
Okay.
All right, well, we love you all. Have a good night. Happy New Year's.
Love you.
Amanda, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Mwah. We love you all.
Thank
you.
Bye.
All right, so yeah, so that was Amanda Bussett. We've had her on this show, and Cursive is going to come out tonight, big time. That yeah. is, of course, our co-host Nick's sister,
Favorite person in the world.
She is amazing. She's yep. just a ham in the world. In the world of like meat, she's a ham.
Is she a ham though? I don't know.
She could be.
I don't want to like equate this to meat, but like I feel like she's more like a peacock.
Well, she could be. Yes, you're right. She could be. Yes. Okay. So I do need to mention. So Chris is not in studio tonight. So Chris, probably will.
He's actually not going to be in studio for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, he's not going to be. So he bailed on us today because, of course, you know, his new boyfriend, who we've mentioned on the show before. We've not mentioned.
Super excited about his new boyfriend.
It's amazing. But he was like, yeah, no.
We're going to spend the night together.
And it's not happening. And we're like, okay, whatever. It didn't happen. Chris wasn't here. We weren't able to get him for the drunken episode because he has the best cursive ever.
Oh yeah, totally.
You know, so totally. You know what, enjoy your boyfriend. We're gonna hold the fort down, do what we need to do, and then after that our friend Toby, well, his friend Toby, who became our friend because of the show when he went to Germany and visited Germany. Yeah, it's bad. So Toby's actually coming from Germany. He's gonna visit. He's going to, well, Chris and Toby are going to Canada.
Yep.
They're going to spend some time up there, have mm-hmm. some fun times, and we're going to hear all about it.
He might be married when he gets back. We don't know yet.
We just don't know yet. Nope. Well, unless Bobby has anything to do with that. Name drop. Oops, sorry.
It's not his real name, so it's fine.
Yeah, I know, right? I called him Chris, didn't I? No. But anyway. Chris is not here, so we're going to do what we're going to do.
So can we talk about the start of my night, the start of my New Year's?
All right, let's talk about our craziness that yeah. it was today.
Okay, so my significant other came over the other day, and we spent the past 2 days together, and we had a great time and whatnot. And
she got a pussy plow.
A couple times.
A lot.
Like, a couple times.
A lot.
Yeah.
Is this mine?
Anyway, yes, I refilled it. But can I just say that, so today he had to go do, you know, be with his family and whatnot. And he left and he gave me a kiss. I fell asleep on the couch so that I could take a nap before I went to work. And I get up, I get ready.
She needs those naps.
Oh my God, I do.
Delicious.
Get up, I get ready. Mm-hmm. I walk to my car. I want to start it before I go to work so that it warms up. The bitch don't start. Straight
she,
up,
she had
straight
a culinary.
Up, she doesn't even turn over.
She had a culinary.
It was like click, 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 and I'm like, no! How am I going to get to work? And I'm like, obviously, I'm going to Uber, but like,
no, she called me. Though.
That was the start of my New Year's Eve night. Yeah, my car didn't work, and I'm staying in studio with Tom tonight.
She's sleeping on the couch,
and I had bags. I'm talking bags. I look like a drag queen walking up into the bar tonight, and I love my drag queens. Don't get me wrong.
She had to bring
but
her
they always
kit.
Show up with a rolling suitcase every night, and I showed up with a bag,
Prosecco,
my computer bag. I literally was just like full of bags walking into this bar, and all these drag queens are like, what is this bitch doing? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, please.
It's not you.
It's me.
It's her. But listen, speaking of bags and Prosecco, what is our cocktail for tonight?
Prosecco.
We're having Prosecco. We're literally celebrating with a little bit of, you know, bubbly because it is New Year's Day at this point. By the way, it is 4:45 a.m.
Why you gotta make us look like that? We also got off work at an hour ago.
Yeah, pretty much. So we closed the bar. So, all right. So for those who don't know, in Connecticut, the closing time for regular Sundays usually 1 a.m. But because it is New Year's, we can stay open until 2. So we stayed open until 2 a.m. I ran karaoke tonight, forcefully. I must throw that out there.
Yeah, bet you loved it.
I did. And so by the time we were done and by the time we started cleaning up, what?
Do we need to pause recording because of the pizza?
No, the pizza's fine.
Oh, okay.
Pizza's fine. She'll burn. We'll have crispy pizza. But anyway, so it was an absolute fun night. We're having Prosecco, and that is our cocktail for the evening. So we're just going to, you know, talk about a few things. By the way, Cursive. Did I mention Cursive? It's coming out.
Oh, hell
it
yes.
It is absolutely coming out.
We should probably play something from our sponsors.
We should. Actually, yes, you're right here. So we'll be right back. Here's some messages from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Innovative Heating and Cooling LLC, a Connecticut-based business servicing the greater New England tri-state area. From maintenance and repairs to replacements, conversions, and even new installs, Innovative Heating and Cooling provides professional top-quality work for both commercial and residential customers. Call our friends Garrett and Kyle today and schedule your free in-home estimate by calling 203-283-7272. You can follow them on Facebook at Innovative Heating and Cooling. Now back to the show.
Psych, I lied. We're not back to the show. We got one more.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Studio Sweden. If you're looking for an affordable headset with amazing sound quality, style, and comfort, head on over to studiosweden.com and take a look at the selection of headsets available. With an amazing variety, you are sure to find one that suits your style and needs. Use discount code GAYTALK2.0 for 15% off your entire order, and remember, it's free shipping worldwide. studiosweden.com. Now back to the show.
All right, so that was a message from our sponsors, and just wanted to tell you a little bit about tonight. It was just really weird, but again, it is New Year's.
It just wasn't really as eventful as I thought it would be.
Exactly. It was just like very, maybe it was because we were working, you know, like I was working,
yeah,
you
I
were
guess.
Working. My dogs are just amazing and beautiful.
And they're all over great. The place right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they are. Because for the first time in Gay Talk history, I don't have them in their kennels.
Great. No, they're all over the place.
Yeah. Fitz is sleeping. That's all he does. Oliver is all over the place. But anyway, yeah, it was just weird. It's very uneventful, and it was just kind of like different. And for me, it was just like, all right, my mom sent me a text message. I text her back. You know, I am working. Happy New Year.
I still have so many text messages that I haven't gotten back to because I just didn't have time.
And Facebook and all that stuff. It's just like messages all over the place.
There.
Oh, girl, wait until you get to Messenger. It's just weird.
Stop yelling at me.
Right? Ugh. It's like I haven't even started yet. So listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to have another shot because this is after all the drunk episode and all that good stuff. So I'm going to play some music for you guys. Nick, I'll let you explain why we decided to do the song.
All right. So
again,
we're going to play two songs for you. We're going to play Pulse by Melissa Etheridge, as you all know. And we're also going to play We Need to Be Loved by Anthony Starbell. And I think that both of these are super important to play for the new year, because Pulse is about hurt and baggage and our past and what we need to work through, and also being strong and moving forward. And I want to take that into the new year.
Absolutely.
And We Need to Be Loved, because
we do.
And we
absolutely
as a community, what do? We push people away. We shut ourselves out from certain people in our lives. And we need to learn to not do that anymore. We need to learn to let ourselves love and let people love us correctly. So I think these are the perfect songs for our New Year's episode.
Yeah, to ring in the new year and just make it work.
And they're also beautiful,
absolutely.
Beautiful songs.
So we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. Here is Pulse and We Need to Be Loved. Thank you.
Everybody's got a pain inside. Imaginary wounds they fight to hide. How can I hate them? When everybody's got a pulse, I dream in a world that wants my soul. It tells me if I hate, I can control. But I don't believe it, I cannot conceive it. Cause everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats with my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Once again I hang my head to cry. I can't find a reason why they died. We will find the answer blowing in the wind. And everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats with my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Who you gonna hate now when there's no one left but you? Who are you gonna gun down? Kill the truth that it's inside of us. It's inside our blood. It's inside of us. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse.
Everybody's got a pulse.
I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse.
Your heart just like a crown.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't.
From the break, it is definitely the drunken episode tonight.
Yes, because Tom's a hot mess.
I am. I'm just like, you know what? I was supposed to play some music.
No, let's talk about it. She started the show after we didn't record half the music from break. And then she goes, welcome back. Oh, no, we're not recording. No, welcome back. Oh, wait, I got it.
Because we were muted. But
mind you,
back.
I did make her another mimosa.
She sure did. And gave me two more shots while we were at it. Seriously.
It was one.
It's supposed to be the drunken episode.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I know that we said, hello, welcome back to The Dish. But we're going to talk about two items, right?
Yeah, just two things.
Just two things, because we're missing Chris tonight, bitch. So
we have no meanwhile in Canada, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's like meanwhile in Canada, she'll be there next week. That's
hello?
The meanwhile.
Wait, meanwhile
in Canada,
Chris will be there next week.
And we're so going to decline her calls next week when she calls into the show.
No, we will not decline her calls.
I will.
Good thing I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Somebody's got to answer that phone. No, but anyway. So yeah, she's going to be in Canada. She's going to be with our friend Toby, who he met
he was in Germany.
In Germany, yep. Studying.
Yep.
And then, so Toby's coming to the U.S. They're going to go to Canada, hang out. Then they're
going
to come
also,
back.
Also, can I say that I'm super proud of Chris because he's going back to school.
He is.
Just saying. Long story short.
Yeah. Absolutely. Bobby, encourage him to, you know, do his thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do
hello.
That. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about a little bit about something that happened tonight. When I was at the bar tonight, after all was said and done and we closed the bar, there was a certain individual that, you know, like roaches, sort of kind of lingered in the bar a little too long, you know. I didn't have enough raid on me to sort of kind of like raid it away.
And I wasn't bitch enough to kick him out.
Hello. Well, because the owner didn't kick him out. But anyway, so he started yelling in the bar. And he started calling to me, but he called me Maria in Consuelo. And this is a white man.
Meanwhile, before that, mm-hmm. he was being racist before that.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know exactly what he said, but it was something about...
Well, first of all, we need to.
It was something about Bernie, which pissed me off, but...
We need to throw it out there that this man, first of all, is a gay man that voted for Trump. And it's pro-Trump.
And I'm also going to say that as a person, I don't know how to... I'm going to stop talking.
Just go for it. Just
I
go
don't
for it.
Like him. I don't like him. Because like,
I know he's the fuck out of me, but anyway.
You know what? He doesn't censor himself. He doesn't think about what he's saying. And like, you are a part of a community that like... you're voting against and that you're tearing down every time you say the things that come out of your mouth.
Ugh,
you cannot be racist. You cannot be sexist. You cannot be anti anything in our community because our community is one community and we are a whole community. It's like all of us. Every fucking facet of this universe sits in our world. Whether you're gay, straight, transgender, bi, doesn't matter. Whether you're an ally,
mm-hmm.
you sit in the facets of what our community is. And it is bullshit to me that as a person, you could be racist or anti-trans or anything. Like, it blows my mind.
But you know,
that's why I don't like this person, because they don't.
But you know what pisses me the most off about this person is the fact that he walks into a bar and acts like he's not against any of these people in the space,
and he thinks he owns the space.
You don't.
Hello.
But so today, when I was wrapping up my equipment, you know, because you know I have a lot of equipment for karaoke and the show and stuff and mixers and speakers and God knows what not. He calls me Maria in Consuelo, and I fucking lost it.
What'd you say?
So I looked at him, and I said, first of all, my name is not Maria, and my name is not Consuelo. I am not a fucking stereotype. I am not a fucking maid every single time you fucking think of that. That's all you think about Spanish people. That's not who I am. My name is Tom, and you call me and you address me by my fucking name.
And I said to him, that's racist. And his response was, no, it's not.
No, yes, it fucking is. It's fucking racist, either which way you slice or dice it. And I said to him, I said, you know what? I'm done with you. I am done. I don't even know why you're still here, but I am done. And I'm like, I'm sick and tired of you throwing out these little Maria and Consuelos and thinking that that's not going to go over well. It is no worse than calling a Spanish person a Maria or a Consuelo when they're not a Maria or a Consuelo is like calling a black person the N-word to their face. There's no difference because you are associating a specific stereotype.
Well, no. Well, it's not like the N-word. What it's like, being like Shaniqua or something well, similar to that. Like,
but that's how I feel.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're right. What you're saying is right. But what it's not the N-word. It's attributing an ethnicity to a name.
Of course, but
I'm not saying the S word, S-P-I-C. You know, I'm not saying that. That's not the N word.
I can say it's spec.
Right, right. That's not the word that he was saying. What he was saying that you were something that you were not.
Either a Maria or a Consuelo. And then what is it? And I'm like, I looked at him and I'm like, listen, not that I'm associating Maria or Consuelo with a maid or anything like that, but do I look like a fucking maid to you? I just spent 2.5 hours.
Do I look like a fucking woman to you?
Period. I just spent 2.5 fucking hours DJing behind this bar.
Why is it not Diana? Why is it not Christina?
Why is it not Joe or Jose or anything? But anyway, as a white man, your privilege does not allow you to call anyone other than their fucking name. My name is Tom. Call me Tom. That's all you get.
Just because you're a Republican that comes from money does not mean you can fucking put people down.
And then, of course, you know, the bar closes and people stay behind because it's fucking 7 degrees. Did I mention it's 7 fucking degrees out here in the Northeast?
I'm not eating a trip right now.
It's fucking brick. It's like, I swear to God, you walk outside, it's like getting hit with a fucking brick. And so the owner of the bar that we work for, it was kind enough to let these people stay in the bar.
To wait for their car.
To work for their car, for their Uber, for their taxi, whatever it was, so that you wouldn't have to wait in the cold weather. And this motherfucker, because that's exactly what he is,
yep,
fucking aggravates the shit out of me. And then comes, sits next to me and starts talking about Trump and how he's great. And I'm like, you don't want to go there. You're aggravated. And literally, what I said to him was, the words that are coming out of your mouth are aggravating the fuck out of me. Get away from me. I was done.
What did he do? Nothing. He didn't move. Nothing. He kept talking. And I was just like, I was right there and I was like, look, I don't hate you. I don't hate anybody.
I despise you though.
But like, I can't.
Is that allowed? Is despise allowed?
Fine.
Yeah.
But like, I can't handle the fact that like you're sitting there and you continue to talk about something that we continue to tell you that upsets us. And it's not that we are highly emotional. It's the fact that you're blindsided and you can't see through the fact that you're a goddamn Republican that came for money and can't get off your goddamn high horse so that you realize what's happening in America is actually not okay. And what's happening with our current administration is not okay. And honestly, let's be honest. Everybody's like, oh, no, he's doing everything he promised. What has he done that he's promised you?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And honestly, like he is literally not doing shit.
The only thing that got through Congress right now is taxes. Seriously.
And
who does that benefit?
No one.
No one except
of the 1%.
Corporations and 1%.
And yes, you might see a bigger tax refund this year, but in 4 years,
goodbye.
You're going to lose it all. So you should look at the subscript before you think that everything is great. Because yeah.
It's not. And he just really put me in a fucking bad mood today. And I was just like, you know what? When I get home, I'm going to burn this bitch. And of course, I'm not going to say a name because I don't want to, how would I say, have him get hate mail, because I know that you guys love us so much that you would do that for us. But we don't want you to do that.
You know what? Like,
I want everybody, you know what?
This person has said to me over and over again, why do you hate me? Why don't you like me? Can you just like me a little bit? And I'm like,
it's like, hello.
And this person, he gave me a cigarette tonight because I couldn't find my cigarettes. Thank you, and that was great and gracious. And
I would have smoked all of it, and then right before it was ready to be ended, I would have just literally turned it off in his face.
And that was really sweet. Like, at the end of the day, this person is not not a horrible person. He just, like, he won't allow himself to see through what he thinks. He thinks something, but he doesn't think it through.
No, I think he thinks it through clearly. I disagree with that. I think that he knows exactly what he says and he says
it. Oh, yeah, no, completely. I don't disagree with that.
He says it for shock value, but either way, he just pissed me off. He just pissed me off in a way that was just like, you know what? It's fucking New Year's Eve. It's 2018. It's a new me. Really? Not really.
But that's what she's saying.
But that's what I'm saying. I was like, it's 2018. It's a new me. But I just had to sort of kind of get that out of my chest. But anyway, moving on.
It's 2018.
It's 2018.
And Nick needs to burn somebody for the first day of the year.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So let's burn, girl. Burn, baby, burn.
So I hate this. I don't want to burn her because she was part of my childhood and I loved her, you know? But Roseanne. She gotta get burned.
She gotta get
burned. She's gotta get burned.
Yeah.
She defends Trump. And
it is Roseanne after all.
And like, here's the thing. It's like, at this point in my life, knowing what I know, and the American people, whether you're gay or not, knowing what you know, what's going on in this administration, how the fuck can you stand behind this man? How can you do it? And I think that's my biggest problem with what Tom is talking about with this person is like, how can you stand behind this man?
I'll explain why Roseanne stands behind this man. So, okay, going back several years, Roseanne sang the national anthem. And she sang the national anthem in a way that was very repulsive, un-American, and unpatriotic. She literally got up there and made a mockery of herself and of our national anthem. She literally destroyed it. She literally just went up there and said,
she's not a singer.
I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to go up there. And first of all, the blame is on the people who hired her to sing the national anthem in the first place. But what she did with it was just absolutely atrocious. And Trish is looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't.
I'm going to show you the video when this woman went up there and sang the national anthem and the disgrace that she was.
You know what? That's fine. But like, she tweeted out the other day, you know, December 27th. For those who wonder, back in the day when I was called a liberal by journalists, I used the answer, I'm not a liberal. I'm a radical. And I still am. I voted for Trump to shake things up. The status quo, and that said, the establishment.
But what exactly was that?
Like, so you didn't think about the American people when you voted for...
No, she thought about Roseanne.
When you voted for Trump, you didn't think about the American people. What you did was you thought about, I wonder what this would look like. I wonder how it would affect everybody. You know what? You're looking at it. You're looking at how it's affecting everybody, and it's horrible. She then tweeted out, he is draining the swamp of thieves who steal public money and put it into private pockets, which is treason. Hold on, time out. Wait, can we get a hard pause? A hard pause. Let's look at the tax plan.
Horrible.
Who's getting the fucking benefits from the tax plan?
Corporations and the 1%.
Yeah, so... what's treason? Who's winning from this? Not me.
It's
Trump
not
is fighting pedophilias, and he likes Jews that infuriates some people. You know what? What does Jews have to do with anything? Anything. You know what? I am sick and tired of hearing about the fucking Jews. They went through hell. Are the human race put the Jewish people through hell? And we need to apologize. Every fucking individual needs to apologize for what happened to that fucking group of people. It is not okay. And the fact that you can tweet something out like that after you know what they went through, you're disgusting. Like, I saw your show and I liked your show and I knew that you were always like radical and stuff, but like, are you fucking kidding me? Do not use Jew and Trump in the same sentence ever, ever, ever again, because that is not fair. That is not fair. That man is not stable. That man is
unfit to be president.
And the Jewish population have done everything and have given us everything. And what did we do?
Including theater, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took everything from them.
Mm-hmm.
Please acknowledge that and love them. That's fucking ridiculous. It's just a religion. It's like Jesus was fucking Jewish. Jesus was cursive Jewish. Hello? Like, are you dumb? Like, why would you even tweet that out?
Okay.
I'm gonna end this with one more thing, and then we can talk a little bit more about it. She goes, hold on, let me find it. Oh, I lost it.
She sure did.
Hold on, I'll get it.
She'll get there eventually.
Mm-hmm. She always does.
And the
page
reload.
Hashtag me too. I am sorry that Stalinists destroyed your employment. Have you been threatened by fans of HRC? Tell us about it. Hashtag me too.
Oh, hell no.
HRC.
HRC has been one of those organizations that have fought for our rights.
Mm-hmm. They were not always there for us. But we saw it. We saw it. What was the TV show called?
It was When We Rise.
When We Rise. We saw the change in HRC. Mm-hmm. And there has been a change. And they have been there and fought for us. And the fact that she is going to... don't get me wrong. Hashtag Me Too is a solid and important movement.
Absolutely important. Very important.
And I'm not taking away from Hashtag Me Too.
Hell no.
But the
Never.
Fact. But the fact that a woman in a position of power,
mm-hmm. a white woman at that,
could use hashtag me too to go against the LGBTQ community makes me want to
vomit.
No.
Vomit,
it makes me want to fucking jump her.
Well.
I'm sorry, but you know how I am. Like, I want to look at her and be like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding? You are a white woman. Your mother's mother was fucking pressed by this fucking government that we are now mm-hmm. fighting. And now you want to repress a people by hashtagging Me Too and hashtagging HRC?
And
that's fighting for
what
human
did,
rights?
What
are
she
you
did,
fucking kidding
yeah,
me?
She hijacked the movement and tried to make it her own and spin it in her own way. No.
No. Look, Roseanne, look, I'm sorry. You had a good show. You had a highlight. Let it go because your shit is done. Your show is done. And you know what you need to know is what you are doing right now is wrong. What you are doing to people that have supported you your entire life is wrong. And you are destroying lives. Just by your tweets, just by your words, you are hurting people and that is not okay. And
it's
not. You need to look at what you're saying and what you're doing and really think about who has supported you in your entire life. Was it Trump? Or was it every single person of the LGBTQ community? Because, yes, it was. It was lesbians. It was gay. It was allies. It was transgender. We were always there. We were always
bisexual
watching you.
People,
we were always
everyone.
Loving you.
Absolutely.
And now you're slamming us like this?
Yeah, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And
guess what? It's 2018 and I'm not playing with the shit no more.
It's a new year. And just to remind people of what it was that she did for a national anthem, here's a little clip. Listen closely.
If it plays.
Mm-hmm. Tell me when I should start. Right now? I'll say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight are the
I think that's enough. I think they get
that's
the point.
Enough.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to tear this woman down.
Like, oh no, no.
Like, you know me, I get on my high horse, but I'm just like, no. How can you come at people? How can you come? You don't realize when you hashtag something or when you tag something, you are coming out of people, and that's what you did. You can't hashtag Me Too. You can't talk about HRC the way you did. Without coming out of people. You came out of people to support one man who has not supported his entire country.
Not only has he not supported his entire country, he said during the, you know, the primaries that he was going to be for the gay people. And everything
oh, that goddamn flag with the Sharpie marker?
Hello. And everything that he's done is been against the gay community. He banned transgender men and women from serving in the military. He has not done anything. Day one, from day fucking one of this administration, literally, AIDS research gone right from the...
No. Day two. No, was it day one or day two?
It was day one.
Where the LGBTQ website, gone.
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 Everything. AIDS research, gone. This man has no interest whatsoever in ensuring that our well-being is taken care of.
You know, we are being super negative right now. We are in 2018.
No, but guess what? In 2018, we are not going to let this government or
anyone. That's what I'm about. Yes, Tommy.
Get away with it.
No.
Absolutely not.
Hell fucking no.
Hell motherfucking no. In 2018, we're going to come back with a fucking vengeance.
We're fucking empowered in 2018.
Yes, we are.
We are fighting back in 2018. This is the fucking fight back.
Yes,
2018, we're fighting back.
That pussy and that dick is going to bite back.
Beyond pussy, dick, whatever. I don't care.
It doesn't matter. It's coming back.
Our community is fighting back. And when we fight back, what happens? We clap back, motherfucker!
Yes! We do. Oh, my dogs just jumped off the couch. They were like,
I'm sorry. I'm getting super excited, but it's true.
We were shocked.
We were shocked when this all happened to us. And we moved through this year, and now it's 2018, and we've seen what has happened. And what do we have to do now?
Clap back.
Beyond clap back. We got to stand tall. We got to stand like our feet are roots.
Absolutely.
Our feet are roots. And we need to prove that no matter what he does, no matter what he says, we will always be
fight
here
back.
And be strong and fight back.
Fight back. Let me tell you, 2016, November 2016, when we did the election episode, those results, when they came back, they were devastating. And we have had to endure
false news,
fake news, all that craziness throughout 2017. You know, this whole Russian thing, it's not real. This whole, like, you know, thing about anti-gay, it's not real. This whole thing about, you know, Mike Flynn and all of these crazy people who have lied and have been indicted and have literally admitted to lying to officials. It's all fake. We've had to endure all of that through 2017. And it's a motherfucking new year. A motherfucking new year. And guess what? We're not going to take it anymore.
Gay talk won't.
We have literally elections in 11 months. It is January 1, ladies and gentlemen. January 1st. And in November, 11 months from now, we have elections.
And also in a couple of weeks, we have a roast of Trish.
And we do. we do on the 100th episode. We're going to roast Trish. We are going to do that. We have literally 11 months. It's going to happen. There's a lot of things that are going to be happening throughout this year that we need to look up to. But you know what? But beyond that, enough. Enough with this fucking clown that we have in office.
You know what's enough? Like, enough with people of our community standing up for him. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying here.
Stop.
If you're a part of our community and you're standing up for this man, my sister, my father mm-hmm. voted for this man. Okay? And you know me. Our listeners know me.
He went deep. He went deep and
it has been hard. It has been hard. And like, I get where my parents were, my dad and my sister were coming from, and certain other people in my family. But now,
no,
because they are logical people, are like, what the fuck did I do? Mm-hmm. Why did I vote for this man? Because he's not sane and he's not standing for the people. And that is the most important thing you need to know, is that people that I love, mm-hmm. that love me as a gay man, voted for him. And I obviously didn't, but they did.
Oh, but you had words to say, and you
I said my words.
Absolutely.
And now when I go home, we don't talk about it.
But, you know, it needs to be talked about.
Yeah, you know what? Like, we've talked. We've had our piece. It had been talked about.
That is my 5:35 a.m. wake-up call.
She got to go to work.
Normally,
she got to go to work.
I go to work on Monday mornings, but guess what? It is...
That's actually the perfect time, though.
It's 5:35 to wrap it up.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Okay, so enough of Trump, enough of everybody. It is fucking New Year's after all. So, to our listeners around the world... Australia, England,
Russia, Chechnya.
Yeah. Russia, Chechnya, Brazil, Canada,
Asia,
Mexico, Asia, all the continents. Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sticking with us.
We're coming up on 2 years and
we're coming strong.
I wouldn't give it up for the world.
Not one thing. Maybe Chris tonight because, you know, the B boy. But. We love him too, and all I have to say is to our people who have stuck with us week after week, thank you.
And
seriously, thank you and sorry, and and join us and be our voice and
be the voice you want to see in the world.
Oh, be the change that you want to see in the world. Yep. You know, it's like, thank you. Thank you for sticking to our creed. Thank you for sticking to us as individual people. Thank you for being just amazing, amazing, amazing listeners. And for those of you who have taken the time out of your day in 2017 to write to us, tell us how you feel. Tell us how we change your lives. We absolutely love it and appreciate you and love you.
And also tell us about how you've changed your life or your community. What can we do to make your life and your community better? Because that is our goal. Our goal at the end of the day is to bring what is 100% an entire community together. And we need to do that because that's the only way we're going to
survive.
Survive. Because there is a chance. You never know. Yes, we have marriage equality. Yes, we are equal citizens in certain aspects. But not 100%. But there's always a chance. So how do we make that not happen? How as a community can we come together to just literally stand up and be like, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do that.
We're done.
It's 2018.
And we're
done. Trump.
Fuck Trump. Fuck everybody.
I'm pretty sure that motherfucker had a stroke. So fuck him. Like,
yeah, we need to. You know what? We're going to make it work. We're going to make it. We're going to do it. We're going to do what we need to do mm-hmm. in 2018.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to start my own show too. So
yes.
Tune into that when that happens.
That's two of us. I'm planning my own. Nick is working on his own. I'm very proud of him because, you know, he
does amazing work. Your contributions to the show are absolutely amazing.
As are yours.
I need you to understand that. And also Chris's. He's not with us tonight. And we love him dearly. I hope that he enjoys the B-boy. Amazing. I'm calling him the B-boy.
I like it.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers to the B-boy. And cheers to us.
Yes.
And cheers to everyone around the globe that listens to us. Thank you. We love you. It is an absolute pleasure to do this. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning or 6:30 in the afternoon or we're streaming live.
I mean, hashtag hello.
But either way, I just need to let you guys know that, you know what? We stream live every Monday at 6:30 p.m.
Oh, wait, hold on. She is jumping the gun because you have a gay talk term.
I'm not. Oh.
You have. I'm giving you the gay talk term tonight.
Okay.
This week's gay talk term is brought to you by unicornbooty.com.
Not really.
Unicornbooty.com. Okay, go on.
All right. So, gay talk term. So, which one did I say?
I don't know. Daddy,
I think. Yes. Okay, here we go. So, our gay talk term for this week is dainty daddy. Homosexual. No, that wasn't it. No, it was daddy. Okay, there we go. It was daddy. Just plain old daddy.
Hashtag right, Prosecco.
All right, yes, hashtag exactly. Cursive, drunk episode. Hello. We promised you we were going to do it. We did it. All right, here it goes. Older man who shows affection for his younger male lover with gifts. Trish, that sounds like you.
I mean, hello.
Hello. But okay, so some of these young, clever queens latch onto a daddy for as long as their beauty holds out. I did that for a long time. And then I turned into a daddy.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God.
Agador. It's okay.
Agador Spartacus. Yes. All right.
So... this week's On This Day in Gay History, brought to you by UnicornBooty.com.
Not really.
So the first U.S. state to remove the sodomy from criminal code was, you believe it?
Who?
Illinois.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago,
Illinois.
Chicago is the state. Yeah.
Wait, hold on, Tommy.
I'll get there. What's the capital of Pennsylvania?
I can't.
It's
so in 1962, Illinois removed sodomy from the criminal code in their state constitution, which is beautiful and amazing. And I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to read right now.
Uh-huh.
And it probably suits our listeners that I don't read right now. Mm-hmm. But this is January 1st, 2018. And that many years ago, in 1962.
Uh-huh. How many years ago was that? Come on, count, girl.
60. So six. Fuck off. 50? 40? 50? 50? 60? 60? Mm-hmm. It was 60 years ago.
What year was it?
1962
uh-huh.
minus 2018.
Uh-huh. It was exactly 56 years ago.
I said 60. That's close.
4 years off. Goodbye.
But super kind of close.
Super kind of.
Whatever.
I love you, though.
Can we put a rubber on this?
I hope we can put a rubber on it.
All right, Tom, tell me about it.
All right. Do you want me to put a rubber on this? Okay. So our show is available on, let's see. Our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, under show and episodes. It is also available as a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn. Did I mention anything else? Yeah, it's available. Just go get it.
Yeah, find it out.
All right.
Nick announces.
Nick announces.
You can find us on social media, Facebook, Gaytalk 2.0, Instagram, Gaytalk 2.0, Twitter, at Gaytalk 20. You can email us at Gaytalk 2.0, but if you're emailing us about roasting Trish, stop. So, you can email us at gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. Tom, take it away.
All right. And if you need to reach out to us, you can head on over to our website and click on the Contact Us tab. There you can leave comments, suggest topics, ask questions for the cast that we can answer for you here live on air,
Cursive.
In studio, cursive, thank you. You can also call us by calling 334-GAY-TALK and leave us a voicemail.
Yeah.
Do what?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, and if you need all those numbers, it's 334-429-8255. And don't forget that we stream the show live every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
And you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our drunken episode.
Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year.
And
this is our show. Ladies and gentlemen, goodbye. Bye.
Bye. Oh, shit. I don't have it. She's not prepared.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more Dish. Bye.